League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Thursdays in the feed, we talked to our friend Janisa Marte. She's a registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD. We've all heard about fiber, so we're going to learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Janisa, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, we've all heard it. Eat more fiber. But what is fiber? Do you guys know?
Scientifically, no, I do not.
Yeah, I sort of know the foods you're supposed to eat, but yeah, I don't really know what it is.
Gotcha. Now, fiber is the roughage or bulk that's found in plants and is not digested by humans, meaning it goes right through us. Mm-hmm. Now, why would we want fiber if we're not even digesting it? It's because there are a ton of health benefits. Now, can you guys guess one of these benefits?
I imagine it has something to do with poop.
Yes. Relieving constipation, right? Think about it.
There you go.
It's bulky and it gets our intestines moving. Anyone who hasn't pooped in 3 days knows how uncomfortable that is. So regular bowel movements are a must. Fiber also helps reduce gastrointestinal issues like diverticulitis, hemorrhoids, and colorectal cancer. Did you know that a diet high in fiber can help to lower cholesterol and control blood sugar levels?
So it has many benefits then.
Yeah. So if you're healthy, it can help to prevent these conditions. But if you have diabetes or high cholesterol, a high fiber diet can help manage these diseases. Now, do you know anyone that wants to lose weight?
Oh, yeah. Everyone. All the time.
Yes. Fiber can help. And there's two reasons. High fiber foods are more filling. So you're likely to eat less and stay satisfied longer. And high-fiber foods tend to have less calories for the same volume of food. Like, a cup of broccoli has a lot less calories than a bag of chips. So let's get into which foods contain fiber. A lot. It's fruits, vegetables, legumes, think beans, lentils, whole grain products, and nuts and seeds.
Now, I have a quick question before we wrap up this segment. So when you go to the store and a lot of things say like fiber, high fiber, like do you have to sort of be cautious of that because it might not be as much fiber as you need?
Well, if they're claiming to have fiber, you always want to turn it around and take a look at the nutrition facts label.
Yeah.
You'll be able to see right under dietary fiber if there's a number. If it says zero, then you know it has no fiber. So use that as a consumer.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, so now that we know what foods contain fiber, let's see which one wins. Can you guess which foods have more fiber?
Okay.
Round one, popcorn or potato chips?
I'm going to guess. You want to guess first?
I say popcorn.
Same.
Ding, 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 yes.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Apple juice or a fresh apple?
All right, so you said fiber is like the bulk, okay, and it pushes through our intestines. I'm going to go with fresh apple.
I say apple, too.
Very good. I like that.
Is it true that the green apples have more than the red apples?
Oh.
Well, fruits and vegetables all have different amounts of fiber, so it depends on what you're looking at, right?
Right.
Now, let's keep going with the game. White rice or bean chili?
What do you think, Kevin?
I think this is a misdirection. Everyone's going to think chili. I'm going to say white rice.
I'm going to think, I think it's bean chili.
Bean chili.
Oh, nice, Jenna.
I am so smart.
Now, the last one, oatmeal or pita bread?
Ooh.
I'm going to say oatmeal.
You know what? I'm going to be team oatmeal as well.
Yeah, oatmeal.
Hey, sweet.
Now, if the pita bread was a whole wheat pita bread, is going to have more fiber, right? So you want to take a look at those things whenever you're food shopping.
Gotcha.
Now, listen to this. More than 90 to 97% of us do not meet recommended intakes for dietary fiber. That's most of us.
Wow.
90 to 97%. Now, what we want is for you to become your own detective. Take a mental look at your current diet on a weekly basis and know how often you're having these foods. Are you eating all of them or just a few? So let's start with you two. Which group do you think you're consuming on a regular basis? Fruits, veg, beans, whole grains, or nuts and seeds?
I do a fair amount of fruits and vegetables. I think I'm good in that category. Maybe I have to pick up on the whole grains and the seeds more.
I'm more on the veggies and the whole grains front, but I don't think I ever eat seeds.
And there's a variety of seeds. You know, it could be chia seeds. Ooh. Have you tried those?
I've tried them. They get a little slimy when they're wet, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I've tried those.
Now, what we want is to add foods back onto our plates. We want to add fruit to your breakfast or maybe have fruit as a dessert. Add nuts and seeds to cereals or salads. Add veggies to dinner. Have whole grains most of the time. So ultimately, we're trying to bring fresh foods back, getting back to basics. So let's start now. And as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just focus on what you can do today because tomorrow is another day.
All right, let's get that fiber going. I like it.
Awesome. Thanks, Janisa.
Thanks so much, guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.